Hello from Outstanding Public Speaking. Today's topic is why being afraid of public speaking? Yes, why are you so scared to speak in front of other people? Why are you feeling not comfortable to speak in front of other people? And the reasons are, first, you probably think what the other might think of you. And if you really investigate a little, it's absolutely funny because you only think that the other person thinks. And if you do a reality check, they think absolutely differently than you are thinking they think. You get the point? So, in other words, people are really admiring people who are able to speak in front of other people. So they are not attacking you or something like that. Of course, that might happen that someone has another opinion than you. But here, there are certain ways to handle this. Never ever take something personally said to you. And remember, if someone says something, it's about them, not about you. And it is your decision as a speaker if you take that opinion of that person on or not. You can say to yourself, well, great, that's your opinion. I have a different one. That's fine. What's wrong with having different opinions? People are different. And that's great. Imagine everyone would be the same then. You or me, terrible, I would say, really terrible. So that makes life interesting that everyone is different. So there's basically absolutely no reason for being afraid of public speaking. First of all, you think that the other person thinks, and another sentence to say that is, and now pay attention. This is very, very helpful. It's one of my favorite sentences. Worries and being afraid is the misuse of your imagination. Worrying is the misuse of your imagination. You get the point? You are worrying about something, that someone is thinking something bad about you. First of all, maybe it's not true. Second, who cares? Do you care what other people think of you? Probably yes, and that's exactly your problem. What is it benefiting you if you act according to other people's opinion? And here comes another question. If that is the case, that you are acting or reacting to the opinion of other people, who is ruling your life? In this case, it's not you. It's the other people around you. But doesn't it feel much better if you decide what you like to do? And therefore, your opinion is the master. You are in charge of what you are doing. You can decide, and no one else. And this is coming back to self-confidence. If you are afraid to speak in public, you have a lack of self-confidence. I'm sorry to say that, but that's the fact. And how can you change that? There are lots of ways, and everyone is different, so there are different solutions which work for you. One is, really, for example, if you are preparing your speech, imagine the speech before you do it every single day. If you have 2 weeks ahead of a speech, then go the speech mentally through from start to the end. And by the way, what you're saying in the beginning and at the end That's important. That is what matters, and that is what mainly sticks in your audience head. And what you are telling in between, they forget most of the time. So it's your first impression, if you start speaking, which counts, and then at the end, which is the last sentence that you speak. And therefore, you really have to fire you up, like I was mentioning in the other video, how to raise your energy. That's critical for the beginning. And at the end, make the audience really feel good and feel important. You have to say something, thank you for your time, and really acknowledge that they took time, because time is the most valuable thing, to be there. Maybe you have some gift or surprise, depending on the speech, for them, for your audience. Deliver more than they expect, and that will stick in their minds, in their memories. Yes, that's in short. So from my experience, there is really nothing to be afraid. You don't have to worry giving a public speech. Imagine what would be the worst thing which could happen if you are giving a public speech. People are thinking, what kind of crazy person? People are thinking, I have a different opinion, and maybe people are really attacking you. That's wrong, that's not true, you are crazy. They are really shouting at you, they are attacking you. But this tells you, and listen closely again, this tells you that you are on the right track. And this is helping the other person getting sooner or later over that challenge. Because if they get mad, that is a signal that they have a challenge with that topic you were talking about. So at the end, not of the day, at the end of your life or their lives, it matters what has changed. If you were able to change, if you were inspiring other people to change, to the good, of course, that is what matters. So in this case, I hope you got a little learning. I can only encourage you, just try it, just do it, make a decision. Remember, success is a decision away. Decide you're going to make a speech. If someone is asking in the amongst the colleagues who likes to present this project, go first. Take that challenge on. That's an opportunity. Probably that's a safe environment, you know your colleagues, and yeah, they will be not that bad than you're thinking. Remember, boring is the misuse of your imagination. So, all the best, have lots of fun, enjoy your public speaking. I tell you, it is so much fun. Thanks for listening, and talk to you soon. Bye-bye.